Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Mark 11:22, Jesus had cursed the fig tree. And when he did, you know, in a matter of hours, it withered away. They walked away from it, and then later they came back by and the disciples saw it and they said, look how quickly it withered away. Now, what did he do with this fig tree? He spoke to it, right? Words. He spoke to it. And it did what he told it to do. Now, they're marveling about it. Mark 11. They're marveling about it. And, let me read verse 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remember it, said to him, Master, behold, look at the fig tree which you cursed. It's withered away. And Jesus said, yeah, I'm the Son of God. And I can do that. But don't try this at home. Now, you'd think that's what it says to hear a lot of folk preach. And you've heard people say, well, Jesus, you know, walked on the water. Why? Because he's God. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind because he's God. Jesus healed the sick because he's God. Well, both of those statements are true. He did it. And he was and is and always will be God. But the implication is that he did it as God, that all the things that are recorded, including this, you know, cursing the fig tree, speaking healing to people, that he did it with powers as God. Now, of course, if that's true, then you or I are not going to do it because we're not God. But that contradicts other scripture. Jesus said in John 14, he that believes on me, is that you and me? He that believes on me, the works that I do, will he do also. Now, do you believe that or not?
Yes.
Did he say, what I did, you will do? Yes. Let me go through that really slowly now. Jesus is talking. John 14. Did he say, what I did, the one who believes on me, will do also? And greater works than these shall he do because I'm going to my Father. If he'd have stayed, the works would have just got greater and greater and greater. But he paid the price for our sins and he left here and he's at the right hand of the Father. But he sent his Spirit. And what happened through Jesus in those 3.5 years is supposed to continue through his body, and you can see that it did in the book of Acts. The same kind of things that happened through Jesus happened through Peter and John and Philip, right? And on and on and on. Why? Somebody said, well, that ministry is just like Jesus. Right, because it is. It's him continuing to do his works through the church, through his body, and the book of Acts is still being written today. You and I, writing our chapters. Well, we're not to look, let me say it like this. The sacrifice of Jesus is in a category by itself. Nobody else had spotless, sinless blood. Nobody could pay the price for the sins of the world but him. What he did in redemption, what he did at the scourging and at the cross and the death and the what he did in the heart of the earth and the burial and the resurrection, and what he's doing at the right hand of the Father right now, ever living to make intercession for us, nobody else could do that. That's in a category by itself. But the ministry that he did, From the time he was baptized in the River Jordan, he came up and the Spirit of God came on him. And he went and he preached and he taught, and there was deliverance and there was healing and there was miracles. The ministry is not supposed to be in a category by itself. It was his example to us of how to operate. That's why when he cursed this, he spoke to this fig tree, and the tree obeyed his words. And his disciples looked at it and said, wow, he just talked to that thing and it did what he told it to do. And when he said that, Jesus did not draw attention to himself and say, yeah, I could do that because I'm God. I'm the Son of God. That's not what he said. Religion has him implying that. But what did he actually say? Verse 22, are you there? He looked at him, and what did he say? Have faith. Who? Who? You. The ones he's talking to. Are you one of his disciples too? You have faith in God. What's he saying? Like me. Like what I did. You have faith in God. Then he says, verily I say to you. When he says verily, what does that mean? Man, this is a truth. It's an absolute, unchanging truth for everybody that'll believe it. Verily, I say to you, whosoever, who will it work for? Whosoever will say to this mountain, not just the fig tree, but the mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Matthew records the same account. He says it like this. He said, if you'd have faith and not doubt, you'd not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but you'd also say to this mountain. Is he telling them they could have done what he did? Yes. Just as plain as you can say it. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. He's telling them they could have done what he did. Now you do understand millions of Christians don't believe this. They don't. And they find fault with people like me and you. Well, who do you think you are? Think you can, you know, talk to things like Jesus did. You know, I had a fellow one time tell me, he said, well, you're trying to be just like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. I thought that was the plan. If you're not, who are you trying to be like? You found somebody better? No, the Bible said 1 John 2:6, he that says he abides or lives in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked, just like he did. Somebody say, just like him. See, every morning when you open your eyes, your goal ought to be to talk just like Jesus, to act just like him, respond just like him, operate just like him. Like him. Just like him. Just like, somebody say, just like him. Just like him. Well, what did he do when something wasn't right? He spoke to it. If the enemy was acting up, he said, shut up. Come out of them. He spoke to fevers, didn't he? You know, Peter's mother-in-law had a fever. He spoke to that fever and it left her. Are you and I supposed to act like this? Are we supposed to operate like this? Yes, we are. Instead of begging God to do something about it, he didn't say beg God to make the mountain move. He said, you speak to it. Right. Let's read it again now. What did he say, Mark 11:23? Whosoever will what? Say. So the thinking is not enough. You got to what? Say. You got to open your mouth. You got to say it. Whoever will say to the mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. Are you praying here? Are you talking to God about the mountain? No, you're not. This is not prayer. To the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and what? And shall not doubt in his heart. So in other words, Jesus wouldn't have said this unless doubt could mess it up. He would not have added this qualifier unless doubt could mess it up. He didn't say you'd have everything you say. Well, I had people say, well, what if I say I'm going to have 10,000 oil wells by tomorrow? I said, you won't. Well, but what if I say it? Because that's what you say. You'll have what you say. No, I didn't say that. Well, yeah, you did. I heard you when you preached. No, I didn't. Well, yeah, you did. I got it on the tape. No, I didn't say that. Jesus said. Big difference now. I know y'all like me, but you know, there's a difference between me saying something and him saying something. He said, if you would speak to it and not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say came to pass, you would have what you said, just like he did when he spoke to the fig tree. So he didn't say you'd have everything you'd say. You got to believe in your heart that what you say is going to happen. You got to believe it. Not just rattle off about it. You got to actually believe it. And then not just start believing it. You got to keep on believing it and not change. Not doubt. Now, we looked up that word. We talked about it earlier. The same word translated doubt here is translated waver in James 1. It's also translated stagger in Romans 4. So it has the idea of vacillation. And really, we talked about the definition literally means to stand in two ways. Can you see the picture? This and this. This and this. Will he heal me? Or maybe he won't. Maybe the money will come. Maybe it won't. Maybe I can do it. I don't know. I hope so, but it don't look good. James says you won't receive like that. You got to get it settled and only look at one thing. Go to James, please. Let's remind ourselves of that. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. The name of our series is Without a Doubt. Without a Doubt. Because that's the thing that can mess it up. James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. Notice it didn't say sometimes, didn't say it might be. You just never know. What did it say? See, religion has tried to make provision in case it doesn't work. Hasn't it? Well, we'll pray, but you just never know. And, you know, we'll pray, but we just want God's will to be done. Well, there's a problem with that. The scripture told us to not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We're supposed to find out the will of God. We're supposed to understand and know the will of God. That's why we got this book. That's why we got the Holy Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Consider Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104E. That's R1104E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.